This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with President of Sri Lanka Anuradha Kumarasinghe in Colombo today. During the meeting, both the leaders reaffirmed that as civilizational twins, close neighbors and maritime partners, India and Sri Lanka will continue to work together for the development of both the countries and welfare of their people. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that they also reaffirmed to work jointly to ensure the safety, security, peace and prosperity of the region. The defence minister arrived in Colombo yesterday on a three-day visit to Sri Lanka. He's leading a high-level delegation comprising senior officials from the ministries of defence and external affairs. The 9th National Nutrition Month was inaugurated with great fanfare at the International Rudraksh Convention Centre in Varanasi today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi, inaugurated the programme by lighting a lamp in the presence of Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur and other ministers of the Uttar Pradesh government. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Annapurna Devi said that through the 9th National Nutrition Month, it's a commitment to a well-nourished and empowered India. This campaign is linked to the health of every mother, the nutrition of every child, and the prosperity of every family. She said that pure and balanced nutrition is a strong foundation for a healthy and prosperous nation. Ahead of the BRICS Leaders Summit, the final BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting is taking place in Mumbai. This year's BRICS Finance Track is guided by the theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. Previously, the finance ministers and governors had met in Jaipur last month. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, reviewed the key outcomes of the BRICS Finance Track before the scheduled final meeting in Mumbai. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, has conducted searches at 18 places in Karnataka, including the residences of State PWD Minister Satish Jharkioli and his daughter and Lok Sabha MP Priyanka Jharkioli. The Enforcement Directorate has also conducted searches at the residence of Minister's brother-in-law, Y. Manjunath. According to the agency, this case is not related to the alleged excise case against Manjunath, but a separate alleged money laundering case against Mr. Satish Jharkioli. The External Affairs Ministry has said that the Indian forensic team in Kathmandu has made significant progress in its work, processing more than 1,400 DNA samples so far. It said that the team has generated 378 DNA profiles till now. The joint technical team from India sustained its dewatering and sludge removal activities at the tunnel in Chilime today. The death toll from the devastating flash floods in Nepal has risen to 1,365 today as more bodies were recovered from the affected areas. The rescue teams continued to search for 5,326 people, including at least 589 foreign nationals who remain missing. In the U.S. Open tennis, American Ben Shelton stormed into the men's singles semifinals. Shelton beat defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in a five-set thriller 6-7, 6-1, 6-3, 1-6, 7-6 in the quarterfinals at Arthur Ashe Stadium today. Shelton will now face compatriot Francis Tiafoe in the semifinals. Both Americans will be chasing a maiden Grand Slam final appearance. For Alcaraz, the defeat ended his bid for an eighth Grand Slam title and a chance to become the first man since Roger Federer to successfully defend the US Open crown. India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and parts of Northeast India till tomorrow. The Met Department said that thunderstorms and lightning conditions will continue over Uttarakhand, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 2 days. The weather agency also predicted hot and humid weather conditions over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Mahi for the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.